Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to Coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta. Sometimes light, sometimes serious, Coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
Waka chokma hola soy Grady Deaton. Coffee at KYUK. I have today, finally, my week's getting in order. I have my oatmeal next to me. I have my second cup of coffee next to me. A little bit of butter in there to diversify my fat content. And across from me, Dennis Raines. I call him local sobriety celebrity, but that's what I say. Dennis, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, good morning, Grady. Thanks for having me.
And I had you come out today. Well, I wanted to have you come out sometime this week because last week was a week of awareness. This month is a month of awareness. Let's tell people what we should always be aware of, but what some organizing bodies out there have deemed appropriate times to remind people of. So go ahead.
So thanks. So to this month, September, is the National Recovery Month, and that's for substance abuse. So we're getting the word out to promoting wellness, sobriety, being clean, people being clean and sober, and just trying to promote overall good health.
Wow. So you know what I'm also obviously reminded of, because we were just sitting across the table from each other at the Citizen Action Grant process, because a party member of that organization that was seeking some funding to keep a sobriety or start a sobriety organization or group. I'm sorry, my words are jumbling. But that brings me to a point that we were both talking about before and earlier in the week, and that's the need for a greater community around sobriety. I know that people like myself who've cleaned up their act at least somewhat need to give back, need to be around to say, hey, you know what, I had my act way off the charts, and I've got it in line, and here's how I did it. Or maybe that works for you, maybe you just need to have a kind ear. I don't know, what do you think?
I don't know, I've got, Lord willing, December will be 13 years clean and sober, and I'm a lot like you. I feel like I need to give back to the community, so I'm really blessed to be in a position to be able to do that, and I can relate to where a lot of people are coming from. And so I just like to give people positive outlooks, like to offer hope to people who are still suffering. Because there's a lot of people suffering in the Waikiki Delta region from the effects, direct and indirect effects of alcohol and drugs. You know, I sit on the firing lines every day through my workplace, and I hear the stories day in, day out of the trauma, the substance abuse, and how it affects the families, the community, employment, health, and I hear that all day long. So it's like, I'm in a position where I can at least offer some hope and a way out, and like relapse prevention, and offer community support groups 3 days a week for free at Bethel Family Clinic where I work. And so yeah, anything I could do. I mean, you can't fix or save everybody, but I can do everything that I can in my power to at least make a place available for people to come and heal and offer hope, and for those who choose that route.
And so let's touch on some of the offerings you have, and then we'll talk a little bit about the other ones in the community. Let's talk about those meetings specifically, the ones that have just started and the ones that have been going on there at your place. When are the dates and times?
So Mondays, we alternate AA and NA meetings every other week. That's Mondays, 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. Tuesdays, we offer Smart Recovery, which is self-management and recovery training. That's 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock every Tuesday. And then Thursday, we offer a faith-based recovery support group for anyone struggling with life-controlling problems. And in the community, there's at PATC, or Ayakanakovic Healing Center, the AHC. I believe they have AA meetings just about every night except for Monday. I think they have a telephonic AA meeting then. But they have AA meetings there. There's NA meeting at the Covenant Church every Thursday from 6:30 to 7:30, I believe.
You know, you share a gift that I have, and that's the awareness of how, I call it there, but for the grace of God go I. You were telling me off air, and I know you don't mind, so listeners, don't not throw them under the bus. You were relating to me off air of your adolescence in the village, and being about 16 and having already drank for some years. And I think that affords you a degree of non-judgmental compassion for people who struggle with alcoholism here in the Delta. And I'd love to be able to plant that seed in others. You know, there's so many of us that might not be in recovery, but we've already kind of dealt with our demons or handled our addictions. We might drink every now and then. We might even, you know, other things. But we tend to have a place of judgment for those around us who didn't. And that's the unfair part. That's the part that doesn't breed a culture of recovery in a community. And I challenge everyone to think hard and long about how they feel about the people they judge. Because not only there but for the grace of God go I, but also, they're me. There is no distinction between them and me. We are of a community. We are of one. I don't know what your spiritual thing is, you know, but it doesn't matter how fundamental or how wide you are. We're of one thing. We're of one something. I don't know. I'm gonna rant. I shouldn't be. Let's talk a little bit about Dennis. What's going on new for you, sir? You were talking last time about a significant health improvement.
Oh,
how's that path going? And share that journey with some peeps.
Sure. So, I started my weight loss journey last summer, July of 2018, and I've lost 150 pounds since then.
Bravo.
My goal is to lose at least another 60 pounds. How I did that was working out. I had the sleeve gastrectomy, weight loss surgery, because I had attempted diets over numerous years, and I would always lose weight and then wind up gaining it more, gaining more weight. So this is, it's not a cure-all, but it's a tool to help me to stay and continue to lose weight and have a healthier lifestyle. I've been off my diabetes medication now. I don't have to take high blood pressure medication anymore. I exercise just about every day. And living an overall happier life.
What's your go-to exercise?
I go to the gym at YK Fitness Center, and I try to walk at least 1 to 6 miles a day. I don't always accomplish that 6 mile mark. Usually on the weekends is when I accomplish that.
But you also get your toe on the line every time, huh?
Yeah, I usually lift weights too. When I started implementing weightlifting in with that, not to get buffed and Superman, but to get toned up and help lose weight and be healthier.
Yeah, so you know, I think it's great to I'm off the charts with my lack of discipline, but all those things that give us more discipline for me, it's the dogs. Honestly, they get me up in the morning. They give me some routine. I'm your traditional like college roommate guy. That guy's never gonna get. Point being, discipline, great stuff. I'm really proud for you and happy for you because I noticed your countenance and I noticed your eyes and your face as we've known each other over this time. And what a joy that I am happy to share with you.
Thanks.
And I want to just say that because I want to emulate what we all should do for each other out in the community. I mean, when I say to people at the end of the show, don't forget to be awesome to each other. I mean, that's what I'm talking about. I'm practically in tears now, but I don't need to be. You know, we need to love each other. You know, celebrate each other's victories. We don't need to necessarily dive right on top of each other's all of our defeats. We all are defeated all the time. But we got to keep the battle going with each other. Not with each other, but alongside each other.
What I'm thankful for, Grady, I had people through my journey invest into my life, speak into my life. They would encourage me, strengthen me. But I had people also to tell me the truth, even though when it didn't hurt, and corrected me. And I'm thankful for that, because the people loved me enough to take time out to tell me the truth, tell me where I'm going astray. They didn't just let me slide down a hill and destroy myself. They said, hey, man, you're going down the wrong, you need to get back on track here. We see you veering off a little bit. So I invited people like that into my life, not as a self-righteous thing. But, you know, I created a sober support network, or accountability.
Mm-hmm.
And I allowed trustworthy people into my life to be able to speak into my life, not only positive, but, you know, truth and correcting if I needed it. And I have to be open to that if I want to change and grow and mature as a person.
Well, I'm going to give us you know what? First of all, I'm going to shift gears for a second. I want to get this message out to everyone in New Talk. Dr. Lori, the vet, is out there again for the third day. She called in this week and let us know. I want to remind those listeners. Here's Dr. Lori.
Thanks, Grady. I just wanted to get the word out to New Talk that we will be there next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. That's September 16th through the 18th to run a veterinary outreach clinic. We will be doing vaccinations, deworming, and spay and neuter surgeries in Newtalk. We'll be working out of the bingo hall. If you would like your pet to get on the spay and neuter surgery list, please email ykvet1@gmail.com. Again, if you are in Newtalk next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and you would like to get your pet spayed and neutered, email ykvet1@gmail.com. Thank you.
Of course, when she said next week, she meant this week, and that's today, the last day there for those services there in Newtalk. I mentioned that because, or I was reminded of that because I mentioned my dogs, of course, driving me crazy with this rain. They haven't been able to get as much exercise the last day or two. Are you a pet person?
I have two dogs.
Oh my God. Yeah. We must have talked about this already, and I must have one of these things that where the details go in and out. What kind of dogs do you have?
I have, a lab mix with a German Shorthaired Pointer.
And what?
And then I have another lab with some kind of terrier mix.
I love the German Shorthaired Pointers. I'm a big fan. I have two purebred German Shorthaired Pointers. One's purebred and one might be. I love my dogs. I'm going to digress. I'm going to give us a moment of break by playing some tunes. We're going to keep hanging out with Dennis Raines. And, you know, that last message about the vet in Newtalk reminds me to remind you, listener, if you have a message for me to get out to the wider listening public that serves to be on Coffee at KYUK, just email me, Grady@kyuk.org or Coffee@kyuk.org, and I'll see what I can do to make that so. It, of course, depends on the message, of course. You know, you can't tell me you're going to open up a hair salon, you know, right across the airport or something. Anyway, here comes Uncle John's band. It's going to be a bluegrass tribute. This together, all of us, that's you, me, and Dennis. We were just talking off air about, you know, just the I guess the sheer volume of despair that one could focus on. Let's instead just mention to anyone out there who's in despair, anyone who knows someone who's struggling, that there are a great number of people involved in the recovery and the support of those that are in recovery. Let's review those meeting times. When can people plug into a meeting?
Okay. Bethel Family Clinic, we have NA and AA that alternate every week, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We have Smart Recovery on Tuesdays, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. and we have a faith-based recovery group on Thursdays, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. There's also an NA meeting at the Covenant Church every Thursday. I believe it's 6:30 to 7:30. And there's also daily AA meetings at AHC, which is the old PATC, but the new facility. And they meet, I think, just about every day, 7 p.m. on some days and 8 p.m. on the other days.
The real key takeaway is there are options, and there are continuing to be more options for 12-step and other recovery meeting groups. And we know, those of us who've been going, who've gone to meetings or who go to meetings now, that the number of meetings matters, especially if you might be avoiding somebody. Go ahead, sir.
Yes. So I also want to mention to people in the villages, and if you don't have support groups out there, or traditional support groups, and there's no AA or NA or Smart Recovery or anything like that, people who have experience can start one. You don't have to wait on somebody else to start it. And there's also, you can go to AA online or NA online and order the curriculum and all the readings that you need, and you can send it out there. All it takes is two people to start it off in a coffee pot, we like to say. And what you can do is you can hang up flyers for the meeting times. Go to your tribal organization and ask for permission to host these meetings at a local facility of y'all's choosing. And you can have a meeting once a week, or start off small. Put a flyer up all over at the store, the post office, at the tribal hall, the school, saying this meeting is going to be at this time on this day, and start small. If nobody shows up, don't give up. Keep on trying it. Keep on announcing it. And sooner or later, you'll get some people show up and start having a meeting. That's how it all starts. We can't wait for other people to do it for us. And there's also AA and NA and Smart Recovery meetings online. If you have access to the web out there in the village community, you can plug in. They have 24-hour meetings all the time. There's also some telephonic AA meetings. I don't have the information for that, but if you could do some research.
Or they can call you. I imagine you can connect
sure.
them maybe.
At 543-3773, Dennis Raines at Bethel Family Clinic. And you're more than welcome to give me a call to find out more.
And I'm really glad that became a kind of an avalanche of options, because that's the reality, is that we can perceive things as there's this dearth of options or opportunities, or we can perceive things as there's tons of options flying at you. Make a meeting. Hey, you know, have you ever been to a really cool meeting?
I've been to a lot of cool meetings.
I used to go to a pizza meeting.
Yeah.
I used to go to a midnight candle meeting. Oh my goodness, you know, but I digress.
Yep.
You know, we have a few more seconds. Well, we have a minute or two. It's again, what months are we talking about? It's National Recovery Month?
Yes, sir, for September.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, it's National Recovery Month. All people in the United States, they celebrate recovery, promote recovery. But we don't, myself personally and at Bethel Family Clinic, we just don't celebrate it for September. It's a daily thing. It's a monthly thing. I mean, we promote and advocate for recovery all the time. But this is just highlighted as a national event, so we definitely speak about it and promote it, but we do that all throughout the year, just to let y'all know.
Well, if anyone's been listening, and I hope someone's heard to deploy some compassion when we judge others. It takes a community to support, to recover from the ills of alcohol addiction, and as we know from all the testimony we hear on the shows that we've been doing with the election pending, it's an issue that the community shares. And a concern that the community shares, and I posit that the community also shares in the recovery.
Yeah, and also it's important to realize and understand that alcohol, drugs, and other substances and life-controlling problems are just a symptom of the problem. There's usually underlying issues, whether it be grief or trauma or unforgiveness or unresolved anger and things of that nature. So, yeah, so it's good to be aware of that.
Well, that leaves me just enough time to tell the listeners the most important part. You want to do it with me? It's don't forget to be awesome to each other.
Each weekday, a member of the community is invited to coffee at KYUK to discuss news and information relevant to Bethel and the Kuskokwim Delta.
Sometimes light, sometimes serious, coffee at KYUK is where our community connects.
If you'd like to suggest a guest or arrange to be on with us yourself, contact us at coffee@kyuk.org or call 543-3131 today.